Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Grass, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guest is president of the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, here to preview Monday's Native Issues Forum in honor and remembrance of Elizabeth Pratrovich. President Richard Peterson, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's so nice to have you. Yeah. Thank you. Could you please introduce yourself?
Absolutely. My Tlingit name is Chakya Ish. Sorry, I just got a in my own throat. Chakya Ish. I'm Kagwantan from the Eagle's Nest House, and I grew up in the village of Kasan.
Okay. Before we get to Monday's forum, I was wondering if you could talk to us a little bit about Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska.
Sure. Well, thank you for asking, Scott. You know, today is an interesting day. I was just up on the Hill testifying in support of House Bill 221 that's introducing the recognition of tribes. And so Tlingit and Haida is a unique tribe in Alaska in that we're formed by an act of Congress, not through the Indian Reorganization Act. And that was done so that we could actually sue the United States government for over the loss of fisheries and timber. And so we're unique in that we're a regional tribe, but we're also a federally recognized tribe. In Alaska, you have other regional nonprofits, they're called, and they're enacted through authority of tribes to represent them. And we actually don't have that. So, yeah.
Okay. What keeps you busy every day?
Oh, gosh. You know, we're really trying to just build. We talk about economic sovereignty. We've been creating new businesses. We have, in the last 6 years, we've gotten 70 new jobs based out of, like, our coffee shops, our catering, hall rental, courier. We do car detailing. Oh, then we operate programs in the region like VPSO and TANF, and so we've been doing a lot of advocacy, protecting programs, and you know, our tribal court has really gone under a lot of growth in the last few years as well. We're really working on the issues of murdered and missing Indigenous women, Violence Against Women's Act, and then, of course, you know, we have the Indian Child Welfare Act that, unfortunately, Scott, has been attacked by different communities throughout the nation. So there's lawsuits out there right now that are trying to defend the Indian Child Welfare Act.
Okay. I was just in a minute, I want to ask you sort of the most fulfilling parts of your day, but you just touched on a challenging part of your day or your job. Can you expand on that a little?
Well, I think those challenges are the fulfilling part. I think, you know, when you get the opportunity to work on behalf of your people, a friend of mine says, I don't want my tombstone to say she went to a lot of meetings. Mm-hmm. And I can feel that, right? But I want to do and know that I helped move the dial, that I've been a part of the solution and not the problem. And I want to create opportunities so that our tribal citizens have every opportunity to benefit and to get to be the best versions of themselves. And so I feel like every day is fulfilling, even though some days are frustrating with what we're facing, the opportunities to, you know, engage in the community beyond our tribal citizens, educate folks, help them understand what it means to have a tribe, who the tribal people are, and what programs we offer is pretty exciting work for me.
Got it. And you may have touched on this in the beginning of our introduction, but are there any misconceptions about your organization that you like to clear up?
Yeah, you know, gosh, I don't even know where to start. There's so many. You know, as a tribe, I think some people feel threatened by the word tribe and tribal sovereignty. You know, when we advocate for our communities and our people, some people feel like we're creating or building a divide between us and our fellow Alaskans. And really, that's not the case. You know, we have a special relationship, a trust relationship with the federal government. And so we make sure that that's honored and we provide services. But, you know, I tell people healthy tribes make healthy communities. We want a healthy, vibrant Alaska for everybody. But of course, we're going to make sure that we defend and protect our resources, places that are in our communities. you know, that have sacred meaning to us because we've been here for 10,000 plus years. You know, this is the land of our forefathers. And so we take particular interest in protecting those resources and advocating. And sometimes people feel like that's us versus them. And it really truly isn't.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with President Richard Peterson and of the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. And we're going to be talking about Monday's Native Issues Forum. It's at the Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall. Doors open at 10:30. Is that right?
That's correct. And that's about an hour earlier than we usually do. We're going to be doing a special screening of the film for the rights of all ending Jim Crow in Alaska. And it really is about Elizabeth Paratrovich and her advocacy.
Got it. And then following the film is going to be a Native Issues Forum. Can you describe what that's going to look like?
Yeah, we've asked some women that we feel kind of embody the spirit of Elizabeth Paratrovich. It's going to be emceed by Barbara Blake. Barbara works for First Alaskans, has worked for the tribe, worked for our former governor. She's also newly voted in on the Sea Alaska Board. And then we have Representative Tiffany Zokolski. She's from the Bethel area. Frieda Westman, she's with the Alaska Native Sisterhood. And then Carolyn Brown with the Juneau League of Women Voters. And I think they're going to be able to speak about what they're doing today that honors the legacy of Elizabeth Paratrovich, you know, and her advocacy for equity and civil rights.
Okay. And is this open to the public?
Absolutely. One and all, everybody in the community.
Got it. And I understand it will also be live streamed on, KTOO TV and on
Correct.
Your live stream as well?
Yeah, we have, if you go to our website, we have a link to our live stream events. So we have a really good working relationship with K2. So they're able to live stream as well on Gavel to Gavel, I believe.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's great because I think the issues, when we have our Native Issues forums, they're called Native Issues because they're from our perspective. But again, I think everybody in Alaska benefits from those. I think we have a very eclectic group from the community come and attend. We have legislators usually on the panels. We talk about legislative issues. A lot of staffers are present, a lot of community members. And it's just a good time to get informed on issues. And then we offer the opportunity to ask questions.
Right, right. When you think of Elizabeth Paratrovich, what comes to mind?
Oh, man. You know, she's such an icon to, I think, anybody, Tlingit or Haida, and any all Alaska Natives. You know, she was ahead of so many of the civil rights folks during the time. You know, you hear of folks like Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks, and she was, you know, decades ahead of them. Her and her husband, Roy, really dedicated their lives to uplifting the Native community. And she was very eloquent, very well-spoken. And during a time when we weren't viewed as having those attributes, she embodied those, right? And she was able to go to the legislature and really call them on, you know, their racism and in a way that showed that she had the intelligence that we are intelligent people.
All right. And Elizabeth Paratrovich Day is Sunday.
Yes.
And then so this forum is on Monday. And I know on tomorrow's show, the Alaska Native Sisterhood will be on to talk about Sunday's celebration as well.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And I think, you know, in social media, you can see that around the region, a lot of folks are doing events already. You know, they have school children doing presentations and all those things. And here in Juneau, our A&B and A&S camps are really strong, and they really do great things. And I know each year Camp 2 and Camp 70 switch off each year, and they're doing something Sunday. And then even our Healing Hands Foundation is hosting a dance at the end of the month that'll be at our hall. And the Healing Hand Foundation helps folks that with things that aren't covered by Indian Health Service, so like glasses and hearing aids and things like that, travel, for medical, and so they do really great work. But they wanted to also honor Elizabeth Pradovich. And, you know, just this week, the new coin came out with Elizabeth Pradovich, and so we're all kind of celebrating. Kind of weird that I'll be heading to the bank and asking for, you know, I want 100 coins.
And remind us about this coin.
Yeah, so the U.S. Mint came out with a series of coins honoring people, and one of those is Elizabeth Pradovich, and so we're really excited about that. I think is it a dollar coin?
I believe it is.
It is, yeah. So it's hard to imagine that somebody, an icon in our culture, is honored in that way. And, you know, you've always seen these presidents and you know, Benjamin Franklin-type people, colonizers. And so now we have one of our heroes on there, and I don't know. My heart just kind of swells. I stand a little taller thinking about it.
And you said your first move is to go get 100 of them?
Yeah. I'm going to hand them out.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with President Richard Peterson about Monday's Native Issues Forum. Doors open at the Elizabeth Pradovich Hall at 10:30. The film starts at about 11.
It does, yeah. They're For the Rights of All, Ending Jim Crow in Alaska.
And then the Native Issues Forum, which will be televised, starts at about noon.
Yeah. And if I can, real quickly, I want to thank Sea Alaska Corporation, Tlingit and Haida Regional Housing Authority, Smokehouse Catering, and Sacred Grounds Cafe, because they've stepped up to help sponsor the cost of all these Native Issues Forums this year.
All right, sir. It's been an honor to have you on the show. Maybe one closing thought, thinking of Elizabeth Pradovich. What is something that she might be working on today, or something she might be proud of today?
Well, you know, today, as I said earlier, I was up on the Hill testifying in support of recognition of tribal sovereignty, recognizing 229 tribes in Alaska. I'd have to think that's what she'd be up there testifying and sharing some of her wisdom.
Gunas chish.